First, some background. Last year, the newly elected Democratic-led state Senate and Assembly eliminated all forms of cash bail for nonviolent crimes. They also changed what's known as the state's discovery laws, and they required prosecutors to turn over to defendants all evidence against them within 15 days of arrest. In the past, many defendants in black and brown communities waited months or even years in pretrial detention without knowing the details of the case against them or whether there was evidence that could exonerate them. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins, who is African American, said at the time that it was long overdue.
This is something that's been needed to be fixed for such a long time.
But late in 2019, as the new rules were set to take effect, there was a backlash from law enforcement. They said it went too far and would result in a crime spike as repeat offenders were released back into the community. Prosecutors said they were not equipped to turn over all of the evidence in a two-week window. Schenectady County DA Robert Carney said last December that he lacked staff and adequate computers to process the material, which could often include hours of video from police body cameras.
That is far too much data to even load onto a DVD that we could then copy and share with the defense.
In January, law enforcement groups publicized a few incidents where repeat offenders were released on their own recognizance. So, this past April, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed to roll back some of the reforms. They added back several crimes to make them once again eligible for bail, including second-degree burglary, promoting child pornography, and vehicular manslaughter, a crime associated with drunken driving fatalities. They also gave prosecutors more time, up to 35 days, to turn over evidence to defendants. Cuomo said in early April that while he was proud of the original bail reform laws, they needed some tweaks.
I think we made the right change now, and I think the improvements we made this year are the right ones also.
Those laws are now taking effect, and advocates say it's the worst time for the rollback. Marvin Mayfield, a prisoner's rights advocate with the group Center for Community Alternatives, spent 11 months on Rikers Island in pre-detention without knowing the details of the case against him. He eventually agreed to a plea bargain, even though he says he never committed the crime. Mayfield says the rollback is happening as COVID-19 presents a threat to inmates in jails that are ill-equipped for social distancing, and the country is in the midst of a new civil rights movement following the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others after encounters with police.
It's shameful to reverse these gains, especially in the midst of a pandemic and during a national uprising in the defense of Black lives.
Rodney Holcomb with Forward.us says the campaign against bail reform was fueled by racism, fear, and lies, and will lead to more incarceration.
Which means thousands more legally innocent, mostly Black and Latinx people, will be jailed.
The governor and legislative leaders did not immediately return a request for comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.